遇到困难的时候
When David faced problems,
他听见非利士人的哥利亚来挑战以色列人。
When he saw the challenge of the Philistine Goliath,
以色列中间敢出去打的一定给他打败。
Everybody was defeated by this person.
这是神给以色列国一个教训。
This was a lesson that God gave to the Israelites.
你立了很大的一个王吗？
Do you think that you have a great king?
我就找一个比王更大的仇敌来吓你。
I will find a larger enemy to scare you.
你说上帝很幽默吗？
So God is very humorous.
以色列找一个最高的。
The Israelites pick a tallest man.
上帝找一个比更高的更高的。
And God found a taller one.
是你是扫罗。
You are Saul.
高人一头。
You are taller than everyone else.
他是哥利亚。
But he is Goliath.
高人五个头。
Taller five times.
你是国中最大的。
You are the largest in your country.
他是全世界最大的。
But he is the largest in the entire world.
你是很魁梧的。
You are very strong.
他是巨人。
But he was a giant.
所以现在的大人在巨人面前变成吓死人。
And so Saul became very small in front of a giant.
上帝很幽默的。
God is with
you. 你们的名利呀、
啊，
你们的眼光太浅了。
All your ambition.
你们以为这样就可以了
？You think this is it?
耶和华是看不见的，扫罗这么大是看得见的。
God cannot be seen, and Saul is very large.
有一个看不见的王，不如有一个看得见比较高大的王。
We better have a visible, tall, big king.
你要高大的吗
？You want a big king?
我给你找一个高大的仇敌来吓你，好不好
？I bring you a larger enemy.
神很幽默啊。
So God had good humor.
不要跟上帝开玩笑。
Do not joke around with God.
当哥利亚一出来的时候
，When Goliath appeared,
扫罗看自己吓死了。
Saul was frightened.
小巫见大巫。
He was like a dwarf.
唯一不知道。
He was nowhere.
他在一边做王一边下令，谁去？敢去的去。其实他说我是不敢去。
So he keep asking people to go fight with Goliath.
整个百姓谁敢去？连王都敢这么高都不敢去，我才敢去。
Even the king is so tall and big, he doesn't.
我下去跟他肩搭一下就变成扁了。
Maybe Goliath will flatten me.
如果到那边去，我一定一手就给他杀死。
Surely if I go fight him, I will be killed.
所以他一面祷告，一面仰望主，一边等别人去。
So on one hand, Saul was praying. On the other hand, he was hoping.
求主怜悯，求主差派人，但是不是我。
Have mercy, send someone else.
现在很多人是这样的。
Many of us.
主啊，复兴教会。
Oh Lord, revive the church.
复兴他，不是我。
Revive all of them except me.
主啊，差人去传道。
Send them to preach.
差他，不是我。
Send all of them, but not me.
我的母亲就做过这样的事。
My mother did this.
她祷告上帝。
He prayed.
主啊，差遣人。
Oh Lord, send them.
差遣人。
Send them.
差遣人。
Send them.
祷告了几年以后。
After a few years,
上帝说：“真的，你要我差遣人吗？”
God said, "Do you really want me to send someone?"
是的。
She said, "Yes."
我差遣你的儿子。
I will send your sons.
啊，差遣我的儿子。
She was surprised.
唐崇荣、唐崇明、唐崇平、唐崇怀，一个一个姓唐的都出来了。
So all the brothers in his family came out.
我的妈妈糟糕，在三年里面。
My mother said, "In 3 years."
五个人在和他的七个男孩中间做传道。
Five out of the seven sons became preachers.
吓死了。
She was shocked.
原来我祷告了，我要去写。
I have to pray, and then the prayer is upon me.
Anything you pray, you should pay.
你祷告的效果，你要付出来。
You don't only pray, you pay.
你要付出代价。
你要我差遣人吗
？You want me to send?
我差你的孩子。
I will send your sons.
我母亲吓死了，她以为做传道一定没有饭吃。
She thought that preachers would starve to death.
所以她说：“主啊，已经五个了，求你留一两个做生意给我养老。”
So say, oh Lord, you already took five, give me two to sustain me.
其他弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我母亲老年的时候。
When my mother was old.
这五个奉献做传道的人都会尊重她。
These five preacher's son of
them. 都供养她。
Or honored and sustained her.
都请她到处去看看各地的工作。
And took her into around the world.
除了做生意的会供养她。
Other than the two sons who were businessmen.
做传道的也会供养她。
The preacher's son also took care of her.
她做神是没有错的。
So she knew the Lord cannot be wrong.
我们今天很会祷告，对不对
？We can pray very well today.
叫别人去。
We keep asking God to send someone else.
所以我一面盼望上帝的国复兴。
On the one hand, we want the nation of God to be revived.
一面自己躲在象牙塔里面等候别人去。
On the other hand, we stay in the ivory tower to wait for others.
刀头大马、性扫名罗的。
Especially this huge person saw.
见到哥利亚的时候，马上缩成一团。
When he saw Goliath, he quickly ran down.
一天一天过去了。
They passed by day.
哥利亚大喊大叫。
Goliath kept challenging.
以色列人谁敢出来？我叫叫的，现在来。
Who among the Israelites will fight with me?
没有回应。
No response.
没有声音。
No voices.
突然间，有个少年人出来。
Suddenly, a young man came.
他说：“我要去和他打仗。”
He said, "I want to go fight this man."
他对着这披着兵甲的战士讲这句话的时候。
And he told all the warriors who had great armor.
这些人从头到尾看他。
They were looking at him.
从头到脚上下看着好几次。
And look at him over and over.
这个人没有自知之明，要送到苏格拉底那边去。
This person ought to be educated.
You should know yourself.
你应该知道自己。
You know how small are you?
你知道自己有多小吗？
How can you stand and fight against that giant?
你怎么跟这个巨人打仗？
It is impossible.
这不可能的。
You should estimate yourself first.
你应该自量。
Who are you?
你是谁？
What's your name?
你的名什么名字？
我是大卫。
David.
我不是那边个子大，我是信心大的。
I have great faith.
你怎么敢跟他打仗呢？
How dare you fight with this man?
他的回答很特别的。
His answer was special.
大卫好像这样回答。
David answered.
这个太简单了。
This is very simple.
这个不简单的人才会讲这个话。
Only a not so simple person can say that. He said the answer is very simple.
哥利亚算什么？
What is Goliath?
你敢讲吗？
They used, do they say
如果你敢讲，在他耳朵旁边讲，好不好
？If you dare say beside him,
哥利亚算什么
？What is Goliath?
他就算给你看，对不对
？He will take care of you.
这很简单嘛。
But he says simple.
我牧养羊群的时候
，He said when I take care of the sheep,
有豺狼，有狮子来到我中间的时候
，When the wolves and the lions come,
我就与他们征战
，I will fight with them.
把我的羊从他们的口中夺回来
，To rescue the sheep from its mouth.
这个太简单。
It's very simple principle.
我很受惊听这句话。
I am very surprised by this phrase.
原来这些事大卫常常做。
These are the things that David did very often.
却是没有人做。
But no one else did.
也是没有人知道的事情。
No one else knew.
这样一个在小事上就敬重的人。
A person that was faithful in small things.
神怎么不会把大事交给他呢？
God will surely allow him to do great things.
从年少就拼死命来照顾羊群的人。
This person fought with his life to take care of his sheep.
怪不得他以后会说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
That is why he could say, "God is my shepherd; I shall not be in want."
虽然行过死的幽谷，也不怕，因为他与我同。
Although I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me.
这是人类历史最伟大的人生之诗篇，只可能出于这个从年幼就与狮子争斗的小牧人的身上。
This greatest psalm of human history can only come from this young shepherd who fought with the animals.
让我去跟这个羞耻的非利士人打仗吧。
Let me go and fight this Philistine and humiliate
him. 你怎么可能？
How is it possible?
这个很简单。
He said it's very simple.
这几句话之间的关系。
The relationship between all these phrases.
不同灵性、不同信仰的自我表达。
It's a manifestation of the difference in spirituality.
当他们把他带到扫罗王面前的时候。
When they brought him before Saul.
扫罗说：“大卫，大卫。”
Saul said, "David."
你真的要去战吗？
Do you really want to go?
好，我就把我的战甲交给你。
Let me give you my armor.
让你代替我去。
And you take my place.
这个是荣耀吗？
Is this glory?
我盼望你带我去死吧。
Actually, he wanted him to die for him.
推卸责任的君王。
This is a king that pushes away his responsibilities.
他把他的战甲交给他，是让他去死。
He gave him his armor to die for himself.
以利亚把他的外衣交给以利沙，是让他去侍奉上帝。
Elijah gave up his tunic to Elisha for him to serve God.
虚有其名的大君王。
This king who does not have a good reputation.
大卫在他面前的对比。
Has a big contrast between him and David.
今天教会两种领袖的描述。
This is a description of the two types of Christian leaders.
扫罗代表哪一种的教会领袖？
Whom does Saul represent?
大卫又代表哪一种的教会领袖？
What about David?
扫罗代表有主责、有兵权、有经济、有合法的地位、有神的高立，却没有神同在、信心的领袖。
Saul represented Christian leaders who has the power, the organization, all the anointing of God, but not the presence of God.
他是合法的君王吗？
He is, was he a legal king? He was.
是耶和华高立的吗？
Was he anointed by God?
是。
Yes, he was.
是这个撒母耳的手所高立的第一个王。
He was the king anointed through the hands of Samuel.
他有武器吗？
Did he have weapons?
有。
Yes, he
had. 他有军队吗？
He had an army.
有。
Yes.
军中有兵法吗？
He had the laws.
有。有战略吗？
He had strategy.
有。
Yes.
有组织吗？
Organization.
有狮，有驴，有牌，有连，所有的这个系统吗？
The entire military structure was there.
全部都在那里。
He had everything.
但是没有什么呢？
But what was he lacking?
没有神的同在。
He lacks the presence of God.
没有对神的信心。
The faith was God.
这样的领袖眼睛打开的时候，
When the eyes of these leaders are open,
他看见什么呢？
What do they see?
他看见的跟大卫的看见的完全一样。
They see the same thing as what David saw.
但是他说看见的跟大卫看见也完全不一样。
But also completely different.
为什么说所看见的是一样又不一样呢？
Why do I say it's the same thing and yet different?
扫罗看见的哥利亚，大卫也看见。
Because Saul and David both saw Goliath.
扫罗看见哥利亚后面的非利士的兵队，大卫也看见。
And Saul was able to see the vast Philistine army, so did David. 扫罗
看见哥利亚的身材的这一个亮度，大卫也看见。
Saul could see the height of Goliath, so did David. 扫罗
看见自己的百姓的危险，大卫也看见了。
Saul could see the crisis of the Israelites, so did David.
同样做教会的领袖。
The same Christian leaders.
两种领袖所看见的是一样的。
The two type of church leaders saw the same thing.
你所看的景象，我也看见。
You are seeing the same vision as
I do. 你所看的危机，我也看见。
You see the same crisis as I do.
你所看的困难，我也看见。
You see the same difficulties as I do.
你所看见的状况，我都看见了。
You see the same situation as I do.
但是扫罗说没有看见的，大卫看见。
But Saul could not see something that David saw.
他们两个看见又完全不一样。
And so we say they see different things.
是不是又完全一样，又完全不一样？
How could it be the same and yet different?
因为大卫看见了神的同在。
David saw the presence of God.
扫罗没有看见神的同在。
And Saul could not see it.
大卫看见的是可能性。
David saw the possibilities.
扫罗看见的是困难。
And Saul saw the difficulties.
大卫看见的是机会。
David saw the opportunity.
扫罗看见的是死路一条。
And Saul saw a dead end.
今天教会需要怎样的领袖呢？
What sort of church leaders do we need today?
又高又强壮的领袖吗？
Do we need tall and strong leaders?
可能是需要一个很小很小在家中最年幼最没有经验的领袖。
Maybe we need a leader that hasn't had any experience, the youngest in the family.
上帝说我已经为自己预备了一个合神和我心意的人。
God said, I already prepared someone who is after my own heart.
如果扫罗死了怎么办？
What will happen if Saul died?
主啊，全国像他这么高已经没有了。
Oh Lord, we cannot find anybody taller than him.
我们找了几年才找到一个高头大马像他这样。
We spent so many years looking for him.
如果他再下去了，以色列就完了。
If he died, that's the end of us.
完了完了完了。
What will we do?
如果这些领袖走了，已经没有路了。
If the leaders leave, there will be nothing left.
上帝听这种话，听得讨厌死。
God is really displeased with such prayers.
是谁创造扫罗？
Who created Saul?
是谁创造哥利亚？
Who created Goliath?
人的身材是从谁吃下来的？
Where did our physical body come from?
人的智慧又是从那个源头来的？
What about our wisdom?
你怎么为自己的困难对上帝讲这样的话呢？
How can you say this to God because of your problems?
如果他走了就没有继承人。
If this guy go, there's no one else.
以色列国没有这样高的人呢。
There's no one else among us so tall.
对付这个巨人哥利亚。
How can we take care of Goliath?
上帝就选小小的一个最小的孩子到。
And God picked the smallest child.
来把整个文化的结晶讽刺一场。
And to insult the entire culture of the people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
文化常常犯上一个毛病。
Culture always give us a problem.
甘愿接受历史传统的包袱。
Culture is willing to accept the burden of history.
把自己局限在自己所定的范围里面，没有办法突破。
And confine itself with all the set rules and cannot have a breakthrough.
除了从另外一个启示的源头。
Other than the revelation that come from another source.
智慧的源头。
From the wisdom source.
对抗人所建立的制度跟传统以外。
Other than having the source of wisdom in against the traditional man.
人类是没有前途。
There are no future for mankind.
文艺复兴的后期
，in the end of the Renaissance,
意大利出生产生了三个伟大的艺术家。
There were three important artists from Italy.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
第二是 Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
第三个是叫 Raphael Sanzio.
And Raphael.
那么读者文字在纪念文物文艺复兴的时候
，when the Reader Digest remembered the Renaissance,
有一篇文章论到达芬奇。
There is an essay about Da Vinci.
我们一定要谢天谢地。
And the essay says we need to give thanks to God.
达芬奇没有读过当时的正统学校。
Because Da Vinci was not from the orthodox school.
否则他一生的成就一定又是八股的传统。
Or else he would just repeat the same old stuff.
没有办法注入新血在人类的文化当中。
He would not be able to give us new inspiration.
我感到这些话有它固定的价值在。
I believe that there is value in these words.
神所清醒的人也是如此。
The man that God would raise sometimes are like this.
在你的范围, 在你的眼光, 在你的标准中间, 没有可能的事情。
Perhaps it is impossible based on our normal sense.
神用他自己的权力, 兴起了, 我们看不中的人是合神心。
And God with his power will raise someone that we despise.
所以你15年前就很多人问我,
And 15 years ago, many people asked me,
唐牧师,你不要做一些事情。
Reverend Tong, do not do certain things.
你做完了有一天你死了很难代替。
Because if you die, it's difficult to carry on.
最担心的就是唐崇荣的继承的问题。
We always worry about who is to succeed you.
又能唱歌,又能作曲,又能做文章,又懂哲学,又懂得建筑,又懂得神学,又懂得艺术,懂得一大堆。
You know so many different things.
你死了,要几十个人才会代替你的工作。
After you die, we have to find many people to take over.
这几十个人又不能合成一个。
But all these many people cannot become one.
所以你做什么工作,死了就会完了。
So whatever ministry you start, after you die, it will finish.
我跟他讲了,我也吓死了。
When he said that, I got shocked.
那怎么办呢?
What will we do then?
或者我想来想,多听他的话,我更早死,不如不听。
I said if I thought that if I listen to
him,
I will die early, so I just keep working. When I'm sick,
趁到老的时候,可能上帝突然兴起很年轻的人,我不知道。
I will work till I die, maybe God will raise someone younger, I don't know.
我做传道做了45年。
I've been 45 years as a preacher.
我一直看有没有可以代替下去的。
I keep looking out for people to take over.
是不是杨长老呢?
Maybe it's someone else.
是不是习禅默呢?
Maybe Reverend Thomas
Lowe. 是不是刘建华呢?
Oh, Dr. Lowe.
音乐方面是不是钟台鹏呢?
And music maybe Peter Chong.
我告诉你,上个礼拜,
Last week,
我找到我一个学生,
I found one student.
我听他一直讲的,我吓死了。
I heard him preach once, I was shocked.
他讲祷告的神学基础。
He talked about the theology of prayer.
我一生讲,听过的最好。
He's the best sermon I've heard so far.
才20几岁。
He's only in his 20s.
这个人几个月前,
A few months ago,
当印尼的一个青年, 我们教的青年, 到一个 shopping center 的停车场的马摩托车, 被人家拐掉, 就没有消息, 可能已经死了。
There was a young person who was kidnapped in the car park of the shopping center.
到现在没有消息。
And we don't know where he is.
父母大哭。
His parents cried.
这个人他就一天到晚去找, 去报警, 去寻求下落, 去安慰他的父母。
And this particular preacher actually spent a lot of time to comfort the parents and look for the person. And so I see that he's pastoral. He was responsible. And he specializes in youth work. And this kidnapped child is one in the youth fellowship. So he went to preach to the father. The parents say, then you become my child then. So I see his sense of responsibility, his spirit. I'm quite glad in my heart.
最近的他的父亲呢,要一个礼拜要换血,肾脏会坏,要两次。
And recently his father has to go for dialysis twice a year, a week.
他来找我,我在神学院停止上课一年,先找一些钱帮助父亲的医药费好吗?
He said that I want to stop studying for 1 year to find money for my father.
如果我的肾脏可以给我父亲,我要给我父亲一个。
If I can transplant my kidney, I will do that, he said.
我反对这个事情。
I was objecting
to it. 或者你的父亲年纪大了。
I said your father is very old.
他在地上还有没有完成的责任?
Does he have responsibilities he has yet to fulfill?
他说没有了。
He said no.
如果这样,
if that were the case,
你还有很大的责任, 你不能随便把你的肾脏给一个已经完成责任的老人。
You have to think carefully because his lifespan is ending.
你的孝敬, 你的爱, 我是很尊重的。
I respect your filial piety and your love.
但是如果你的父亲有很伟大的责任没有成全, 我赞成这件事。
And I would agree with you if your father has some great ambition yet to accomplish.
我们等有别的可能性。
Maybe we'll wait for other possibilities.
或者带你的父亲在外国去移植肾脏。
I will maybe figure out a way to have your father have a transplant overseas.
现在你是需要的钱,
the money you need now,
我先替你找源头借给你。
I will find a source to lend it to you.
你好好修完你最后一个学期的神学的课程。
Finish your last semester in theological studies.
好好做教会托付你的工作。
And fulfill the work that the church has given to you.
理性地跟他分析这一切。
I analyze this carefully with him.
最后呢,我一听他讲到的时候,
in the end, when I listen to him preach,
我就把他叫来,
I call him.
我说你告诉我, I said,
tell me how old are you?
25岁。
He said, 25.
你已经讲到多少次?
How many times have you preached?
超过1000次。
He said more than 1000 times.
怎么可能?
I say, how is this possible?
有的人做牧师到十，讲到才九百九十九。
Some preachers only preach 999 times when they die.
二十五岁已经讲了一千多次。
At 25, he has preached more than 1,000 times.
好的，我十五岁开始，就在团契，在少年人在的地方见证。
He said, since I was 15, I'm preaching many different places.
十八岁在加拿大念大学的时候。
When I was in a university, when I was 18,
我就参加归正夜校神学院。
I had an Institute of Reform Theology for my classes. And I was able to teach about religion. And every week I would preach 10 times. And so within a few years I finished 700 times. Therefore I preached more than 1,000 times since I was
15.
And that was why his preaching was very smooth. And his delivery was very matured. I couldn't believe that a person that young would have preached 1,000 times. But God rebuked me. How do you think that it's impossible? Remember that from 17 to 20, you have preached more than 300 times.
上帝不是不做工,
it's not that God does not work. He is probably already preparing great men of God.
这些人做的工作他感到平常,
these people do work that they think is very normal and not known.
他们以为本来就是这样平常,
they think that it's very common, but then it is something very rare, of course. But when I was 18, I thought this should be the way until 40 years later, then I could find another one. How many times have you listened to the sermon? Many people say more than 1,000 times.
讲到讲了几次,
how many times have you preached?
一次都没有,
they will say not even once.
这样的人多得不得了,
there are many people like that.
我告诉你,
God will raise someone.
所以我这个礼拜心里充满喜乐,
and so I'm filled with joy.
天下之英才而一子, 孟子说,
men should say it is the third greatest joy to find one great talent.
如果我们没有死以前看见神兴起一件很年轻的大卫继承工作，我们感谢。
We will give thanks to God before we die. We can see God raising some people like David.
每一个时代,
every generation,
神都正在预备那些合神的心,
God will prepare people who are after his own heart.
求主借着这些的话语,
may the Lord, through all these words,
在你们中间兴起人,
raise one among you.
请问新加坡的教会需要不需要一些伟大的领袖做后继的人?
Would the Singaporean church need great leaders to succeed?
请问新加坡教会的前途需要不需要有合神心意像大卫的人出来做领袖?
Would the future of the Singaporean church be dependent on a person like David?
那个人在哪里?
Where is this person?
可能就是默默耕耘，没有人知道，勤奋做工，敢面对狮子、熊、豺狼而抵挡的勇士。
Perhaps he is a great warrior that is working silently among us, who is daring to go against the lions and the bears.
可能他不过是个少年。Perhaps
he was a teenager.
大卫有这样的信心和这样的灵性。David
has such a faith and spirituality.
觉得这算什么?
He said, this is nothing.
哥利亚很大，你知道吗?
Do you not know Goliath is very big?
我知道。
I know.
但是狮子比他更强大。
But a lion is strong.
我也知道。
I know.
我常常都讲的事情。
I always.
哈。 对你是哈，对我是嘿，就是这样。你感到很奇怪的事。
Things that you think very shocking.
对我是很平常的事。
To me, it's very normal.
这样的人神会用的。
God will use a person like that.
小小的一个人。
A small person.
大的心智。
But with a great ambition.
小小的个子。
A small person.
大的信心。
With great faith.
小小的身材。
A small body.
大的胆量。
But great boldness.
神要用这样的。
God will use someone like that.
William Carey, 这个英国人。
The British William Carey.
We should ask the great thing from the Lord, but we should do the great things for the Lord.
所以我们应该从上帝那边支取伟大的力量来为上帝做伟大的事。我们就求大事。 We want to ask for great things.
向神求大事。
To call upon him for great things.
我们就做大事。
And do great things.
我们就对神做大事。
And do it for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你是这样的人吗?
Are you a person like this?
大卫是这样的。
David was a person like this.
圣经中间记载的这样的一个青年。
The Bible recorded such a young person.
真是可爱。
This is wonderful.
小小的伟人。
A small, great person.
他是伟大的榜
样。But he was a great example.
第三样。
The third one.
大卫的信心还有什么我们要注意到的。
What are other things about his faith that we need to know?
被高作王以后。
After he was anointed as king.
已经按地位而论是以色列的王。
By his status, he was already king of Israel.
按神的计划来说，神永恒的旨意已经定了他作王。
By the eternal will of God, he was already set.
但是按历史程序来说
，But in the progression of history,
他不能做王。
He couldn't be king yet.
等
，He would wait.
一年再一年的等
，Year after year.
他等数十年。
He waited for decades.
直到神时间到。
Until the timing of God was up.
等候不是很有滋味的事情。
Waiting is not something of great wisdom.
时间对正在等候的过程中间的人是很苛刻的。
Time is very demanding on all those who wait.
我们一边等，一边感到度日如年。
On the one hand we wait, on the other hand we think time crawls.
特别是等候的中间，在危机威胁下面，更是使人难受。
And it will be very difficult when you wait in the midst of crisis.
但是时间对欺压的人是很快过去。
But time passes very fast to those who are
Christ. 时间对顺利的人是很快过去。
Time passes very fast for those who are successful.
时间对忍受痛苦的人是很残忍的。
But time is very cruel towards those who are suffering.
大卫被膏了以后
，After the anointing of David,
还要等几十年才可以登基。
He had to wait for decades before he ascended the throne.
这段日子是在妒忌的下面。
Those were days of jealousy.
这段日子是在逼迫的下面。
Those were days of persecution.
这段日子是在扫罗的追讨的下面。
Those were days of persecution by Saul.
特别当他把哥利亚打下来以后
，Especially after the victory over Goliath.
手无寸铁走到那边。
He walked there without a weapon.
他用机弦用石头射到他的太阳穴里面把他打下来。
He used a sling to hit Goliath on his temple.
最伟大的人是有漏洞的。
The largest person had a weakness.
你要记得这句话。
You must remember this.
最强大的人是有弱点的。
The strongest man would have his weak points.
上帝给他对准刚刚好在太阳穴，嘣进去就进到脑里面了。
And God allowed the stone to enter through the temple to the brain.
羞辱上帝的人还没有羞辱完就羞辱的死掉。
And this person died based on that.
大卫走过去。
David walked there.
王明道说。
Reverend 王明
道说。大卫为什么到河里挑选圆滑的石头？
Why did David pick smooth pebbles?
为什么不是尖的石头打得更重呢？
Why not sharper ones?
不在乎尖或者圆。
The question is not whether it's sharp or small.
中那个洞最要紧。
The most important thing is to hit the target.
圆的什么意思呢？
What does smooth pebble mean?
王明告诉我，
Reverend Wang says,
一块石头在河里，
A stone in the river,
河水从几千年才会变成圆的石头，
Would become smooth after thousands of years.
今天对上帝用的人，
Those who are used by God today,
受过磨练，
Must first be tried,
受过对付，
First be taken care of,
受过自然的雕塑，
First be sculpted by nature,
连的棱角态度。
So that we do not have many rough edges.
这是王明道的解释。
This is the explanation of Wang Ming
Dao. 这种结晶叫做王体的结晶。
And this is his school of thought.
这是他自己的一个系统。
His own system.
现在就继续这样。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神用的人是。
This is the way God uses us.
我们棱角太多。
We have too many rough edges.
青面獠牙。
And we look very fierce.
我们不能成就树林的这种使人吓吓人一下。
We cannot accomplish great spiritual things.
大卫杀死哥利亚以后
，After David killed Goliath，
亲身走到那边去
，He walked towards there，
才发现一趟下来像一座大山一样。
He discovered that the Goliath was very big，
小小个子，是不是看着去跑的
？Did he run away？
不是
，No，
他躺在哪边
？He was，
会不会我他假死，我一到那边他站起来吓死我怎么办
？What happens if he suddenly stand up？
大卫一点没有惧损
，But David was not afraid，
看他还在喘气。
You look at him, he was still not dead yet.
还没有死啊。
Not dead yet.
因为他的脑中的石头心脏还在跳。
Because although he was hit in the head, his heart was still beating.
那怎么办呢？
What did he do then?
他手里面的刀怎么办？
He did not have any knives.
哥利亚有刀吗？
Goliath had a knife.
所以把哥利亚刀拔出来，整个人都歪了，因为重量差不多一样。
He took the sword of the Philistine.
把这个大刀重到这个地步，只要他把它抬起来，轻轻放下去，他的头一定落地了。
He knew that by putting it on the neck, the tip will come off.
就这样杀死哥利亚。
And he beheaded Goliath.
这个世界最高大的巨人死的时候。
When this greatest giant died.
那些拉拉队不拉就跑掉了。
The rah rah team just ran away.
他就把头抓住，抓整个身体没有力，抓一个头够力量。
He lift up the head.
把他带回来了。
And took it back.
这一幅情景。
This scene.
历史上有很多伟大的图画家都画过图画。
Has been depicted by many painters.
圣经有两个贝克夏的头。
The Bible had two beheaded.
一个坏人被好人割下。
One is an evil man beheaded by.
一个是好人被坏人割下。
The other one is a good person being beheaded.
哥利亚的头跟施洗约翰的头。
The head of Goliath and that of John the Baptist.
都成了许多伟大的图画家的题材作画。
This became the theme of many painters.
当他带回来的时候。
After he lifted it.
西安的女子大声呼喊。
All the.
扫罗杀死千千。
All the people shouted that Saul killed thousands.
大卫杀死万万。
But David killed tens of thousands.
听这句话。
After you listen to that.
大卫没有什么反应。
David had no reaction.
扫罗很敏感。
But Saul was sensitive.
我以为你替我死。
He said, I thought I sent you to your death.
原来你替我变成更荣耀的回来，威胁我的存在。
But now you have returned gloriously and you are threat to me.
这个叫做功高震主。
And this means that your entire victory.
千千归给我。
Has threatened me.
好，万万能归给大卫。
They praise you with thousands.
剩下的我的王位没有转移罢了。
And the only thing left for me is my throne.
从那一天开始。
From that day onwards.
扫罗决定杀死大卫。
Saul made a determination to kill David.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
从今以后。
From that time onwards.
生命的黑影。
The shadow of death.
可怕的前途。
The uncertain future.
笼罩大卫的生命。
Came upon the life of David.
那么他的信心要怎么表达出来？
How did his faith manifest itself?
面对神所高的年长的神的仆人。
When he faced the servant that was anointed by God.
他要怎样处理自己与人之间的关系。
How would David treat the relationship?
这是第二三样我们要跟大家谈。
This is the third thing we need to talk about.
大卫是忠君的右备的人。
David was a person who was loyal.
大卫是一个以良善的动机面对仇敌的人。
He faces enemies with good motives. His faith expressed this very clearly. In his entire life, he has not grumbled once against Saul. When he was persecuted and when he was chased after.
From David's mouth, he said, "He is Yahweh's anointed." 扫罗是耶和华的受膏者。
He always said that Saul was the anointed one of God.
我绝对不可亲手加害耶和华的受膏者。
I cannot persecute the anointed one of God.
如果你说全圣经中的最忠心的人是谁，我想是大卫。
I believe David would have been the most loyal in the entire Bible.
他当他有这个位分做王的时候
，When he already had the status as king.
神的时间没有到。
The timing of God was not up yet.
他只能忍耐。
And he could only bear.
永远忠心。
He was loyal eternally.
绝对忠心。
Absolutely loyal.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
他成了每一个时代青年人的榜样。
And he became the example for all young people of all generations.
你不喜欢的人还在位的时候。
Those whom you do not like are still in power.
你知道有你会代替他的位的时候。
And when you know that one day you will take over.
你心怎样预备的
？How would you prepare your heart?
你对神怎样祷告的
？How would you pray?
你说主啊，有一天他就要去。
You say, Oh Lord, one day he will leave.
早去时去都是去。
You will have to go sooner or later.
就求你现在让他去吧。
Please, Lord, take him away now.
早早迟迟都要下台。
Since he got to go anyway.
他现在下，我更平安，也为了你的缘故。
And for your sake, anyway, take him away now.
因为你每天派天使保护我，忙得不得了。
So that you will have to send angels to help me all the time.
不如你除掉他，就很平安的保护我了。
Why don't you just take away this?
你可生气这么多的麻烦，何乐而不为呢
？And it will be so good for you to do that.
我告诉你，千万从你口中不要咒诅。
Let me tell you, let there not be words of curses.
千万不要存着辱骂或者危害别人的心意。
All the words of slander that comes from your mouth.
我们的效法我们的主耶和华。
We want to follow the example of our Lord.
对你们所存的心意都是良善的。
All the will I have towards you is good.
我们每个基督徒的信心应当行在这样的范围里。
All our faith ought to be in this way.
我们的口只准祝福的话语出口。
Let there only be words of blessings from our mouth.
我们思想只准为别人的好处设想。
Let there be thoughts of goodness for others in our mind.
我们的行为不可绊倒人。
Let our action not make others fall.
我们的心意到我们的车流。
Let our will be similar with our
strength. 从我们的思想到我们的所作所为。
From our thought to the things we do.
总是为人祝福。
Let it for the blessings of others.
会讨厌我们。
For those whom we hate,
对反对我们的人
those who oppose us,
所祝福的话
we say words of blessing,
交托给主
to give them over to the Lord,
恩典临到他们身上
May the Lord's grace be upon them.
如果你的仇敌配受恩典
If your enemy is worthy of God's grace,
恩典就是你不为他祷告还会临到他
Even without your prayer, the grace will be upon them.
如果你的仇敌配受咒诅
If your enemies are deserving of cursing,
不需要你出口咒诅他神仇报被临到他的
The retribution of God will be upon them before you even need to curse.
伸冤的是耶和华
And so vengeance is with the Lord.
审判的是耶和华
The Lord is the judge.
我是谁
Who am I then?
岂可代替上帝
Who can I take his
place? 我是谁
Who am I?
岂可奉主的名咒诅人
How can I use his name to curse at others?
韩国的那句成语讲得好
The Korean have a proverb.
他说咒诅的人要记得当别人被你咒诅的时候咒诅没有临到他以前先粘在你的口上才出去
Those who curse at others must remember that before your cursing reaches another person, it first comes from your mouth.
你讲咒诅的话的这个话就先粘在你嘴巴，然后才吐出去。
When you say words of cursing, the words of cursing first was stuck in your mouth before it comes out.
有受危害的人是从你开始。
And you are the first one to be hurt.
我们千万要存善良的心对待任何一个，甚至对我们不好的人。
We need to have a heart of goodness towards everyone, including our enemies.
大卫的信心表现出来的吧。
This was how David showed his faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
做丈夫的人。
Those who are husbands.
你看你的老太太越来越麻烦，越啰嗦。
When you look at your wife and she becomes more and more naggy.
做妻的人。
As a wife.
你看你的老公越来越固执了。
When you look at your husband, is he more and more stubborn?
你说主啊，受够了。
You say, Oh Lord, I've had enough.
这几十年越老越固执了。
For the decades, he has been more and more stubborn.
求你把他带去享受天上的快乐。
Take him away to enjoy heavenly bliss.
我在地上既然不能满足他，主啊，你满足他吧。
Since I cannot satisfy him, why don't God you take over?
我说做丈夫的主啊，这个太太这么啰嗦，你给他去那边享受安息，免得多嘴吧。
And husband will say, Oh Lord, my wife is so complaining all the time. Take her away.
让我有机会找一个更好的妻子。
Let me have a chance to get a better
wife. 因为等候我的人也有人在了。
There are also people waiting for me.
千万不要这么做。
Do not do this.
我告诉你。你为别人快快死，上帝一定给他更健康，而且更长命。
If you pray for a shortened lifespan, God will make him live longer.
上帝是轻慢不得的。
God is not to be taken lightly.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
所以大卫几次受害快要死。
Many times David was persecuted to death.
从来不报复扫罗，他以善胜恶。
But he has never taken revenge upon Saul, always treating him with goodness.
受膏之后要等几十年。
He had to wait for decades after he was anointed.
他可以这样说：“我曾耐心等候耶和华。”
And yet, with patience, he waited for the
Lord. 如果不是神的旨意，做君王又算什么
？If it's not the will of God, what's it to be a king?
如果不是神的时间到了，太急又有什么用
？If the timing of God is not here, why should I be anxious?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
大卫的信心。
This was the faith of David.
神的时间到了。
When the timing of God was out,
杀死扫罗的人呢，自己报是他杀。
The person who killed Saul came to tell David that.
大卫是不是说谢谢你把我的仇敌早算账完了
？Did David thank this person?
我给你做宰相。
Let me make you the prime minister.
大卫说你说的、啊。
David said you said it.
是你亲手杀死他。
That you have killed Saul.
你也应该死。
And so you must die.
因为你用你自己的口。说出你杀害了耶和华的受膏者。
You have confessed that you have killed the anointed one of God.
这样的忠君的人
，such a person who was so loyal,
是合神心意。
Was a person after God's own heart.
这样的有信心又是因为大卫。
A David that has faith and action.
是这个你我真正灵性的榜。
Is the true spiritual example for you and I.
我要讲的很多点。
There are many things I want to talk about.
今天只能讲这三点。
I can only talk about these three.
大卫的信仰
The faith of David.
下个礼拜
Next week.
我们要继续把大卫灵性中间的信仰的要点讲出来
We want to continue to talk about the important points of the faith of David.
以后我们有一个多月停止灵修好久
Then we will stop for more than one month.
求主预备我们心领受他的话语
May the Lord prepare our hearts to receive His word.
我们大家站起来祷告
Let us stand up together.
十字架，十字架。永是我的永远，我从罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。